Brewers looking to sweep the Reds. Eric Thames, 11 home runs on the season, 8 of them against the Reds, so Reds fans say please walk him. Instead, he singled in the first, and that set up Ryan Braun.
Davis will try Braun again. And it's a liner into right center. That'll go all the way to the wall. Here comes the throw to the plate, and he's in there. And it's a 2-1 ball game on a two-run double by Ryan Braun. Braun went to third, comes home on the Perez sack fly. Shaw steals third. And that's a line drive into left center field, and it is 4-1 in favor of Milwaukee. Now the question is how long Brian Price is going to go with rookie Davis. And that's a liner down the right field line, and that's a fair ball. It's going to get just one in. That'll be a double into right field by Orlando Arcia to make it a 5-1 ball game.
Davis turns it loose. And it's hit high into the air down the right field line. Scheffler going back to the wall, and it is gone. 8-1 Brewers. Here's something is...
Something wrong with Eric Thames. Trainer's out there, and now manager Craig Counsell has gotten in on the conversation. Whatever it is, it is enough to get him out of the game. So they're going to escort him back to the dugout.
Scheffler, Joey Votto, and Adam Duvall were the three Reds who homered, and they're all tied now with the team lead with 7 home runs on the season. After the game, Brian Price, though, talked about a disappointing series in Milwaukee.
Yeah, you know, they were able to put him in play. They got behind a bit today, and you know, they hit some balls hard, but they put in play, and ended up falling in for base hits. He didn't have his great stuff, you know, when he was his first couple of starts, the velocity and crispness of the breaking pitches was better than it was today. And they just were able to, you know, to do some things, especially when they were hitting the count.
What you've gotten from your rookie kind of pitchers and other pitchers, how do you decide when it's just an anomaly or it's a trend? And I'm sure you're having these questions as much as anybody.
Yeah, you know, it's the thing that we want to do is we want to be able to stick with guys and let them, you know, learn and get acclimated. However, the challenge is when the starts are as abbreviated as they've been for, you know, at points in time, it's difficult because, you know, as much as we worry about the bullpen, it's not the Lorenz and Iglesias, Storen, Wood guys that are Peralta that are necessarily going to get overtaxed. It'll be the length relievers. You know, it's going to be the need for that eighth pitcher. It's going to be Reed and Stevenson, you know, having to come back in and after 2 days off after a long outing and come back and do it again. And that's the part that I'm mostly concerned about. You know, challenges of pitching here are significant, but, you know, we believe in this group, believed in them coming out of camp. And in the same respect, you know, we can't throw all the innings on these on the bullpen. That's just not going to be okay. And we've got to find ways to make sure these guys are getting better and competing deeper into the ballgame. You know, that's the key. Is these guys have to be able to roll through that lineup 3 times and give us a chance to take a lead and give us a chance to turn the ballgame over to the bullpen with a chance to win instead of just trying to finish off a game that's out of control early.
Rookie Davis takes the first loss of his career, giving up 11 hits and 7 earned runs. He talked about a tough day on the bump.
Just didn't feel in sync mechanically. But it's just one of those days. You know, it's going to happen. So just get ready for the next one. Rebound. I'll be ready to go.
I'm sure you obviously coming off the DL and being inactive for a while, you probably really excited to get going and get started and have a good outing, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you want to, you know, you take the mound, you want to have a good outing, regardless of, you know, coming off the DL or not. But I just, you know, I have to do a better job of making pitches, getting ahead in the count. And, you know, that's the swing counts, the 1-1, obviously 0-0 as well. But, you know, it's one of those days. I'm going to learn from it. Probably look at some video tonight and then tomorrow it's a new day and get ready for the next one.
The Brewers go on to win it 9-4. As for Thames, it's not considered serious. He left the game with tightness in his left hamstring. The Reds hit 4 solo homers in this game, including 2 from Scott Scheffler.